Yes, I've got an opportunity now to catch up with our local tourism boss, the head of TTNQ, Mark Olson, on Doyle. How we've been faring in recent weeks. It's been a nightmare ride for operators, just a nightmare. Trying to stay in business fundamentally, all sorts of problems emerging out of the blue. Of course, this isolation demand now means that lots of people that would have been available for people to go out on boats to go out to the reef, etc., for restaurants, for accommodation houses, that staff just haven't been available. You talk to people around town in tourism and they were expecting a bumper Christmas season from just before Boxing Day, perhaps through until the end of the second week in January. And what's happened? Well, everyone's gone home. They've shot through already, I'm hearing now. Now, here's a quote from today's Cairns Post. Far North businesses have a chance to reel in more visitors thanks to a project which will spruce up tourism websites. TTNQ yesterday announced a new program aimed at developing Cairns business sites and social media to catch more international customers. TTNQ Create Great program will take 78 local tourism businesses and upgrade their online presence as the region shapes up for a post-COVID tourism boom. Mark Olson, TTNQ chief, said the $330,000 government grant or funding program gave tropical North Queensland businesses the chance to get their story out to the world. We've got Mark on the line ready to go now. Hello, Mark.
Morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Mark, just before we get on to that, let's just talk about the situation as it is. We had operators on the program just before Christmas saying, oh, well, if this is the best we do, then we've got to make do. Obviously, they've had a nightmare. They thought with the borders reopening that would be, well, a boost to their business opportunities. And in some ways it was. In other ways, it was disappointing. What are you hearing about the lead up to Christmas and what's happened since Christmas in tourism?
Yeah, John, you really got it nailed there. It was a really challenging 6-week period. So we saw occupancy rates double from the 17th of December through to the first week of January. So a really rapid increase in visitors coming into the region. Not quite the peak that we had expected. We were hoping that we would see visitor numbers exceed the 2019 numbers, but we know that they were more than 30% down in December. But then we've seen that rapidly fall. So really, most businesses have only had about a 2-week window from Christmas Day through to that first week of January where they were breaking even. And now it's back to tough times. So I know we always talk positively, but a bit of doom and gloom for the tourism industry. It's particularly tough at the moment for businesses because, as you said, they really scaled themselves up, as they should, ready for what was going to be a big year. And you can't do this in a day or a week. For most businesses, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to scale up, to get staff ready, to get them trained. And they were doing that through December with what looked like it was going to be a bumper Christmas, New Year. But it has really turned out to be quite a fizzer. Most businesses have done okay for that 2 to 3 week period, but the outlook is pretty tough. As you say, most people are COVID concerned and they're staying closer to home.
Yeah, staying closer to home, but they seem to have gone home early. I talked to people who were reasonably busy last week and they're nearly empty now, and it seems most people would have booked through, you would think, till the end of the second week in January. If they did, they've gone and cancelled or decided to shoot through early. If they did go home early, why would they?
Yeah, look, I think people are really concerned. They're not sure how governments will respond. They're not sure whether lockdowns will be instigated again. They don't want to be close contact. They certainly don't want to contract the virus. So most people are heading back into their little bubbles, into their family bubbles, staying closer to home. So, look, we're really grateful for the period that we had. I was asked a few days ago whether it would have been better to have stayed in lockdown. Definitely not. Definitely the right thing to do to open. We do have to live with the virus now, and we encourage everyone to get their vaccinations. But, you know, we have to get back on the road to recovery. Good news yesterday from the Premier that they're removing the requirement for rapid antigen tests prior to arrival, and the border restrictions between most Australian states, excluding WA, start to free up a little bit. That really won't kick in for us until Easter. Already there's really strong forward bookings for Easter, and June, July holidays and even early June bookings are coming through quite consistently. But the tough time for businesses is February and March, and that's why you've seen Queensland Tourism Industry Council and the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry come out, as well as our own Chamber of Commerce, really hitting hard to say that business hardship that we talked about over the last 2 years, it hasn't stopped. It hasn't gone away. It continues. Businesses are struggling to open with their COVID requirements. That's a relatively short-term thing. We've heard businesses with as many as three-quarters of their staff are either COVID positive or in isolation. You can't do that forever. You're only in isolation for 7 days. We will be back, but it means a tough February and March, and we will again be relying on great local support, and we've had great local support all the way through to get out on holiday at home.
Yeah, these isolation requirements after close contact, I think some people in hospitality, in the restaurants, etc., thought, oh, hopefully National Cabinet will be included, but hospitality wasn't included, sadly. So we have restaurants that are half open, some are doing just dinners, some lunch and dinner, and then they'll close down for a week. It's just a nightmare for operators. Accommodation houses, I presume, also have the same sort of situation with this, the requirement for isolation after, you know, close contact, and it really seems that's one of the most, if you like, destructive aspects of the requirements at the moment for people in business.
Yeah, and the other side of that, John, as you said, absolutely what you said is spot on, but the supply chain constraints are also kicking in. We've seen the major transport companies across Australia talking about the shortfalls. You know, the supermarkets are having trouble finding staff to put food on the shelves. Yeah. Well, it's happening to the tourism industry, our restaurants, our cafes, our hotels, everything from fruit and veg to linen. We're having trouble getting hold of the supplies that we need. So it's a really tough time. That business hardship continues, and that's why, you know, we try to put as much light on the horizon as possible. The Premier's got an announcement at 10:15 today. We'll see what the new news is. It was good news yesterday that we've removed the requirements, and we launched yesterday the Create Great program. Because what we know is that tourism businesses, and so many businesses right across the city and the region, have done it tough, but they've actually got amazing products and experiences, and so few people know about them. Even locals still struggle to know just the depth of product and experience. So Create Great, which is supported by the federal government, is a $330,000 program, really just to do that, shine a light on the incredible experiences in our region, make sure that they're beautifully filmed, well photographed, and then it's a really strong push to get them up through social media and the websites, because we know that while people are in their little bubbles, they'll be back to social media, they'll be checking out our website. Our website traffic is booming again. We know people are looking, they're not yet booking, and what we want to do is put great products and experiences in front of them, and that's what the program is all about. And we know that a lot of our local suppliers, filming companies, digital media companies have also had it tough over the last 2 years, just like our retail travel agents. Everyone's been doing it tough, not just the frontline tourism businesses. So Create Great is really about sharing a bit of love. It's funded through the federal government's Recovery for the Region program. Really grateful to Warren Edge for his support in making sure that Tropical North Queensland was recognised in that program, and we're putting that money straight back into local businesses.
Now, while I've got you here, I'm just wondering how these eased restrictions, or completely dismantled restrictions on the border, are going to play out. The people coming up from down south now no longer need to get any sort of test at all. No longer do they need a border pass. I would have thought that would have seen a bit of a spurt in numbers of people heading across the Queensland border. What are your thoughts on how it will play out?
Look, we do think we'll see improved conditions through February and March because of the announcement. It was just one more barrier to entry. Anything we can do to remove that friction. Having travelled interstate myself over the Christmas period, trying to secure a rapid antigen test isn't easy. And what we want to do as travellers is not take those away from essential workers who need them to get back to work, particularly, you know, our health professionals and those frontline workers who keep the wheels of our society in motion. So it's great to see that requirement removed. We will see an increase, but you know, John, that this is our typical peak time for international visitation. This is when we see travellers out of Southeast Asia and out of the Northern Hemisphere flocking to the region, escaping their cold climes post-Christmas, and they're usually filling the bed. So that billion-dollar tourism business of international travel won't be back for a while yet. We are still hopeful At the beginning of the second quarter, April, May, we'll see some international visitation starting to come back. But it will be all about getting this outbreak contained and getting Queensland back on the road again.
Interesting, looking for reasons why people might have shot through early and gone back home again maybe a week early or whatever. I heard reports particularly of people who were visiting from down south, and especially mums and dads with two and three children or whatever. They couldn't find anywhere to dine, the poor buggers. They were going restaurant to restaurant to restaurant, and of course either booked out or closed down altogether, or closed down for breakfast, lunch or whatever. So they were finding it all too hard fundamentally to feed their families.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Certainly a lot of pressure in the community over that time with the staffing shortages, and it's hit all businesses. And it just reminds us to do the right thing. If you're feeling unwell, stay home. Please don't spread it. Get it early, get home, stay isolated, get those tests. And it's nice to see, hard workers like Trent Toomey lobbying to make sure that there is a supply of rapid antigen tests in the community, and our pharmacists working so hard. They do such a great job, those frontline health providers, in trying to keep us all safe. So get tested, stay home, and do what you can. And we've got to do what we can to get people back on the road. So, Create Great is one way of getting people back on the road, but we'd really love to see locals jump in February and March once we get through the peak of this and get back out and support local business, all local businesses. Support your local restaurants, support your local suppliers, and help businesses get back on their feet, because it's going to be a long, bumpy road through 2022.
Very well said. Thank you, Mark.
No worries, John. Nice to talk to you again. We'll see you soon.
That's a very, very comprehensive update. Mark Olson on the line there, Chief Executive, Tourism, Tropical North Queensland. It's 11 to 10.